Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to have you all with us. Blog talkers, you are in the queue. Those of you that are calling in for an on-the-air reading, glad to have you. Also, Facebookers, yay. Remember, it's alternate Wednesday where we will go from, and you'll get more information from Jim in a minute, but we're going to go from.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
After our intro's done, I'll tell you a funny thing.
All right.
Keep on going.
Don't forget.
Oh, it's going to be easy.
We're going to alternate. We're going to bounce from Blog Talk Radio callers to Facebook callers. So be at the ready, okay? Those of you on Facebook, when Jim puts out the word, hey, time for you to call in on Messenger, please do so.
Yes, well, I'll talk about that. Go ahead, keep up.
So for those of you that are new to the show, please remember that we're using only ordinary playing cards for the readings. I'm holding them up for the Facebookers right now so that it's verified. And blog talkers, I guess you'll have to take my word for it, playing card readings using the personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me many, many years ago. I think I was like 12. I wish, right? No, I was in my 20s when she taught me, and it was a lucky, lucky thing. She hadn't taught anybody else in the family, and she did pass away 2 years later. So it was a most amazing legacy that she left me. So bear that in mind, regular playing cards, not to be confused with tarot, oral card readings, and any other system that is out there, okay? Also, I'll use a full 24-card layout for each of our readings during the show. And this will be my standard practice, which I use with private clients. The only difference is during the show, you're getting a sample reading, basically. Because in a private session, you're going to be able to have repeated layouts during the time that you arrange with me. So in that sense, the thread, the content, the clarity is going to deepen in terms. But these sample readings are pretty good too. They still give you an idea this method is really all about. So with that said, I'm going to now turn you over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind all the folks out there that are joining us tonight in whatever way you are joining us electronically. If you're international, let us know at any time. It doesn't have to be at the beginning, middle, end, any time you happen to arrive. Let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we will. Right now, we have Terry Sue, who is in the UK, and we also have Rachel down in Australia, and we have Sophia, who is hanging out in Sweden. So welcome, international folklore. Folklore, it's not folklore. Folks, they're not folklore. They are real. They're real, not legend. All right. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in to get your free reading when you call in. You hear a message. You listen to the show while you wait, and that statement is true. You should always hear something. Music before the show, show during the show. Silence is not good. Give it a minute or so. If you get silence, if it doesn't come back, hang up, call back. That'll probably fix it. And if you're already in the queue, I have noted your spot in the line. You shall not be penalized. So, if Facebookers, Deb touched on it a little bit. It's Alternate Wednesday, so we will for facts be turning to you folks a few times tonight. That'll involve messenger calls to Deborah Lee. And that'll be when we tell you there's no queue. You can't call in early. It's only the first. You can't even touch that dial on your phone or your laptop over. You're going to message us until we actually officially announce it. If you call, it's a little bit too early. We can't interrupt another caller. It's not cool. That ain't cool. So just wait. We'll make it clear. You won't. There will be no doubt. We will make it clear. Let's see. No matter how you get your reading, when you hear those harps that are not very loud right now, when you hear them, that is a sign that your reading is coming to an end. So please let it come to an end. Lots of folks on Facebook and lots of folks in the blog talk, man. We are loaded tonight, so please let us be timely. Also, it means you're going to get a card before we move on. You're going to get a angel card tonight, and it's from the Healing Angel deck. I will pull a single card randomly for you as you pull it about halfway through your reading. Shuffle, cut them, whatever it is, and then it'll be there for you. Today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh, God, I love that stuff.
That is pretty bad.
Oh.
Totally unhealthy. Well, I guess unhealthy as far as putting weight on, but it's, geez, it's got some natural. Yeah, you got your calcium in there. You know, that's good for you.
Well, you're right, but you got your carbs in there, too.
150 trillion, billion grams of carbs. But it's just so
yeah, but you know what? If you don't eat it every single day.
Anything. You can do anything you want, basically, as long as you don't overdo it. Right?
They say, actually, if you're very committed to dieting, they say, and this comes from medical professionals that I've spoken to, they say you should set aside a cheat day because this is going to actually ramp up your metabolism.
Well, and plus, you should reward yourself.
You should, yeah.
So the reason I was chuckling is, oh, I forgot to silence that. You know who that was calling?
No.
The last number that apparently was dialed on this phone was looking for that. So I thought I was calling into Blog Talk. And I was calling your phone because it was, I hit redial.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And that, when you hit redial, it's going to go right to the last one unless you cycle through it.
And I was like,
yeah, what the heck's going on? Why is Blog Talk not answering? And then when I do hear Block Talk,
oh,
it's your freaking voicemail talking to me. That's when the that's when I kind of chuckled and laughed. So I said, I got to tell you, I laughed at myself. Well, I forgot to do a few things, and they, of course, you know, Murphy's Law, we couldn't get away with it.
And here we were ahead of schedule.
You got to take part money on that phone. You just ran with that phone. You didn't even ask me if I had redone my thing or anything.
No, I didn't.
Come out and did it. So 50-50 blame on that. And then me calling in, I just forgot to look at the number. So life goes on. Life goes on without me. I ain't got nobody. All right. Let's not kill people with our horrible singing. Let's get to the phone.
Yes.
Caller numero uno. Now, I'm not sure, but I think this could be international, possibly the UK. Is that who we are speaking with?
Hello, welcome to the show. Hi. Hola. Where are you?
Where are you now? All right, we'll put that person back on hold. Maybe they paused, muted, maybe.
Hello.
Went to the. Oh, there we are. Hello.
Hang on. I gotta get you back on. There we go. You're back off mute. Hello, welcome. Where are you from? What's your name?
Speak.
This is Deep. I'm from the UK.
This is who?
Yeah, what was your name? Deep? Deep?
Deep.
Deep?
Deep.
Deep.
Oh,
yes.
Really? Okay. All right, Deep.
Okay. What have you got for us, hon? You're apparently new to the show, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Well, have you watched us so you kind of have a clue what we're doing, or do we need to give you a mini course real quick?
Yeah, we don't mind it.
Yeah.
I haven't. So this is my first time, but I'll be able to follow. If you can give me a reading, please.
Okay.
All right. Well, let them have it, Deb. Tell them a couple basics.
Here's the
tell
thing.
Them help them out.
All right, a first reading, I need some information from you so I can develop a spiritual connection and a sense of familiarity with you as I go into your cards. The more I give you readings, the more clarity we're going to draw from those readings. So give us a little information about yourself and the situation that you would like a reading on.
I would like to know about my relationship and how do you see it going over the longer term? Is it going to be good?
Oh, that's a good question. How long have you been in a relationship, hon?
It's over 2 years now.
Oh.
So that's a real deal.
Yes.
That is a real deal.
And how are you feeling? Does it feel satisfying? Do you feel there are aspects that are missing?
It does feel satisfying. There are aspects that are missing, but it would never be perfect.
Yeah. And it seems all relationships have, they have certain little bumps and,
That's life and we're humans. But
that's
right.
Yes.
That is. There's ups and downs. If everything was gravy train, nothing, you wouldn't even know what, if everything was like a Barbie movie, come on.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have anything to contrast good and bad. We would never see bad, so we wouldn't know good was good anymore. Say it'd all be the same. So. All right. Well, I would say that you said there's some things missing, and the fact that you're asking tells me that maybe you've got something that maybe you want, or it's not at the level you would like it to be, possibly. Maybe you still think there's another level that it can go to.
Well, aren't you the intuitive one?
I'm just saying. That's what I guess. I could be wrong.
Or maybe he wants a confirmation.
It could be people like to confirm that they think that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
That there's not. Yep. Oh, go ahead. This is your reading. Go ahead.
Well, I have to tell you that I really think this relationship has a beautiful foundation. The two of you seem very much in sync a lot of the time. And when you aren't, these are important moments, not because you might be at odds, but because through those moments you can find and build strength. Those that come to me and say, you'll never believe this, but my partner and I, we never have an argument, never disagree. And I think how scary, because people that have never had to test, the depth of their relationship have no idea how strong it may or may not be.
Or the person's lying to you.
That, yeah, sometimes they do.
Or they just don't even talk hardly at all, so there's no way they can have a fight. They just, just exists.
There are many wonderful aspects to your relationship, and I feel that in the future, you and your partner stand to make a great deal of money through work, through an effort that is going to become your baby, so to speak. And wow, there's money, assets, property. I mean, it's all coming in like one beautifully wrapped box for you. The only thing that I do have to say to you, Deep, is that there is a female friend around your relationship who is very envious. We could even say insanely jealous. And would like to create trouble for the two of you. So this is somebody from what I'm seeing. Yes, there's an abiding friendship there, but I do believe she needs to stay outside your bubble. All right. She dwells on it, how she can interfere and separate the two of you in your relationship. So to be aware of that is your ability to be able to change the future. Because if you leave her be to her own devices, she's going to create a wedge in your relationship. And it, she could actually not only damage it, but ruin it.
Have a friend that
is she,
go ahead.
Is she somebody in the present? Sorry.
Yes.
She's what?
Someone in the present.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
And she does not come, we'll just say, I feel that she is likely the friend of your partner, your mate. And
oh.
But she...
Well, she has selfish intentions.
You,
she doesn't like
absolutely,
she
you nailed
100%
it.
100% of the time of the person and doesn't like giving any time up.
Does she live with us?
Oh. Well, let's put it this way, hon. She's very close.
Would you ask?
He wanted to know if she's living with them.
Well, Deep already knows that.
I wanted to ask. And I feel that it's like you have
I'm trying to narrow it down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My brain's broke today.
Well, I really think you need to be careful. When you have others living with you, you invite trouble in the door. It's almost like a unnatural marriage between three people. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
when
it can work and sometimes it can be...
But it could be another different friend not living with us.
Right, yeah, that, you're right. That's
I am not familiar enough with your cards and you to be able to decipher that.
To make sure...
I just feel she's very close.
But it's close one way or the other. It could be close enough to be living with you or it could be close enough just... Not living, but still very close.
Yeah.
To your partner, too. You said a partner friend, most likely. Most likely.
I agree. And I think that her intentions are really to drive the two of you apart.
Selfish.
You know, people have secret agendas. And often they mean to do us no good.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well,
all right. Jim
one thing
has
I wanted to ask.
Go ahead,
Real quick, but then we got to move on. Go ahead.
Very quickly, the business that you see us doing well in, is it like an online trading business?
I'll tell you what. You have like a magic wand in your hand. You are a very a fortunate individual. I feel that whatever you choose to touch in the future is going to turn to gold. So, yes, well, that's where a major commerce is these days, is in the online world.
Something geared toward the internet.
But I feel you will take what your profit, and you're going to invest into other endeavors. I see property. I see assets that you would, you know, like in terms of investments. And I there's a great deal of wealth here. All right, here comes
Thank
Jim.
You.
All right, real quick. Hey, yeah, no, don't go in. Don't touch that dial. Real quick, before we move on to the next caller.
Yeah.
I have an angel card for you tonight, and it's a single card, and the subject is fear. And this one is from a pretty important archangel. It's Archangel Michael. I'm here to help you. Through the present time, I love you, I protect you, and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
So you've got a pretty powerful archangel there sitting practically on your shoulder.
Yeah, yes, and I did not give you an official international shout-out. International shout-out to Deep in the UK.
Yes, and
welcome, and welcome for being the first time.
Thank you.
Just to let you know, you're welcome. We do multiple shows. And I know that you're on another continent and calling in can hurt the wallet. So we are also simultaneously broadcasting on Facebook, secondlovedoctor.com.
Yes, if you're on Facebook.
I mean, secondlovedoctor.com, the Second Love Doctor show on Facebook.
If you make me a friend, you'll be able to call into the show for free.
When we do Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Stuff. And you can watch anytime. We have lots of UK and...
Oh, yeah.
And we also have somebody from the north of Canada, Laura, International Health of Laura in Canada. All right, well, thank you so much, Deep. We hope that you'll call again.
Yeah, we hope to hear from you again.
Folks, keep on calling.
Sure, I will. Thank you for the lovely reading. Much appreciated.
Take care, and many blessings to you.
Thank you for taking the time to hold
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I believe.
Ooh.
I,
I got
Sophia
good. Yeah, saying that, yes.
Yeah, I thought too.
And, oh, do I get good feelings from him. Really good vibes. So they just need to get rid of that female who is a troublemaker.
There's males do that too. They're, you know, everybody, they have friends that don't like to share that. All right, we're opening the floor now. The first messenger call to Deborah Leach. That'll be the next call because it's alternate Wednesday. But it won't be our last Facebook call, so don't fret if you're not the one that gets your reading. We'll turn back to you after the next phone call. There you go. Oh, we got it.
Oh,
no more messenger.
I answered the wrong one. Okay.
You got it.
Or maybe I lost her.
Just wait. Patience. Stand by. She's right there. Call her back. I don't know.
No, it's that. It says, no, here she is. I'm just going to answer her on here. Oh, that's right. We can't hear it.
Nope.
That's right. Terry Sue, we'll get our stuff together here.
We're going to take care of this right now. Just, how about having a little patience when it actually gets, push it, and when it dims, wait. It's doing something. Scroll down to the thing down there.
Yeah, it's playing with itself, and I just want it to come on. There. Ta-da. She may not want a video.
It's up to her.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello.
Hi, are you at home?
Yeah.
Boy, you put in some hours, haven't you?
Yeah, we got up at 4 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
Because we have to travel.
Oh, that's right.
So I've been awake for near 24 hours. Well, in about 4 hours time, it will be 24 hours.
Now, do you have to travel back there for him? Well, I assume, yeah.
Yeah, I bet they don't deliver, Deb.
Yeah, but he's doing well.
Yeah, he rang me earlier, and yeah, he's alive and kicking, so that's amazing.
You know, sometimes they get very, I don't know what the word would be, very small, and wish their baby was there with them, you know?
Yeah.
But that's precious, because if he was happy, glad she's at home. Nah, that doesn't work. All right.
I'm enjoying the peace, to be honest.
Well, we women.
I know it sounds really.
No, honey, we women do enjoy when we get to have some time to ourselves.
Yeah, guys don't, of course.
Yeah.
No, we don't enjoy that at all.
So I feel like really like husky at the moment. I've got this cough.
Oh, well, take care of that now. You know, what's going around. So bring me up to date on what we're going to look at.
So basically, I thought it'd be a good time to speak freely because I've got no ears.
Right. And they're not listening on the show. They're all talking amongst themselves.
She means
her. It doesn't matter about
that
lot.
Ears that are
under.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
come on. Do you remember me saying about my husband's friend that comes round on a Friday?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
I think, yeah, he was there one time.
And we had issues with that girl.
His girlfriend?
It's not his girlfriend. It's just like a female friend.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, ever since we had that trouble about her trying to, like, get my husband to go over to her house on his own and things like that.
That's right. Okay.
I'm talking about that.
Did you?
The dynamics.
Yeah.
The dynamics between Shane's friend when he comes over is sort of like changed. So I don't know whether he's joking or that he keeps making subtle body shaming comments.
To you?
Towards me. Yeah. I'm not the type of person to confront somebody when they do that because could they do it all the more if they know it's affecting you? So I just tend to take a step back and keep my distance.
All right.
And it's always about my weight as well.
And yeah, you're looking terrific. And you've been through a physical tragedy. You know, and it takes your body some time to get back to where it was.
Yeah.
Because you would get, okay, all right. Jim's trying to keep me on track here. We got tons of calls.
We got tons on Facebook and on the phone line.
So do you feel like he's retaliating because you went after, or you got up in her face?
I think he's retaliated because I made a comment on how I felt and that, you know, I wasn't going to be treated the way she has treated me. And for one, you know, the way she is with my husband.
Well,
I called her out on it. Ever since I did that, it sort of changed the dynamics between everybody. So I sort of kept my distance.
Yeah. Anybody that likes to make fun of weight, I always say, you know what? I can lose weight. But either A, depends on which one I decide to use. You're stupid and you're always going to be stupid. Or you're ugly. Unless you get plastic surgery, you're always going to be ugly. So if somebody gives you shit about weight, hey, I can drop that weight. But you can't drop your ugly, you know, or something like, you can't drop your stupid. You were born that way. I don't usually shut it up. Anybody talks like that's obviously got their own issues.
So the girl doesn't come around anymore?
Oh, no. I wouldn't even let her step foot in our house.
Well, okay. What he's doing is he's lashing out at you because you ruined what he thought he had was a good thing and that he had a chance with. He's in love with her.
Mm.
All right.
He won't admit it.
Huh? I'm sorry?
He won't admit it.
No, he won't. Oh, hell no. He's never going to admit it, but in his heart, he feels at a loss because the object of his affection isn't there anymore, and it's your fault.
Probably sounds like he's not used to having very many objects of affection.
Well, right. I feel like he's not had too much luck in the romance department.
Since we've known him, he's never had a girlfriend. And we're talking
maybe not a real one.
9 years now.
Oh.
9 years. He's not even gone on the
date. He could have a room full of blow-up dolls. He could have a room full of blow-up dolls. He could have a freaking Vaseline Jar of the Month Club that gets delivered to him, and he's got all these different porn channels he subscribes to. He might have some other types of girls.
Well, he had designs on this girl, but she was after your husband. So that was never going to come to fruition between him and her.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to stop people from trying, though, does it?
Well, he enjoyed being around this girl a lot.
Well, no,
lot.
I'm just saying
yeah.
in general. People that...
And he's kind of like a lovesick puppy right now. But the fact is, your job is to enforce your marriage. And she overstepped a boundary. And that's not kosher. You know?
Yeah.
So...
I mean, we get a lot of people that we know say, you know, I wish I had what you had, you know, the marriage and that, because we are connected and we communicate about everything. And this is why our marriage is, you know, works.
Right, exactly.
We tell each other how we feel.
And, you know, I'll tell you, friends can become the biggest obstacle in a good relationship. Because they do, if you give them too much power, they're going to use it. And what if this girl, now see, she could have come to you if you kept her around. She could have come to you in secret and said, Terry Sue, I hate to have to tell you this, but when you're not around, your husband tries to grab my ass and he tries to kiss me. And he's never done anything of that sort. But who do you believe?
Well, I would just say, well, God, I guess he must be on drugs
that.
Then, I guess, because why would anybody grab your ass?
She was trying to get him to go around her house.
Yeah.
So that she could make, you know, a lie up to cause friction. But he caught on to that and he was like, I'm going nowhere. If I can't go without my wife, then I'm not going.
No, and I'm glad that you 86'd her because she had nothing good to bring to your marriage. I feel as your husband convalesces and he recovers, you're going to have a really energetic, awesome guy on your hands. All this time when you've been a caregiver, going to really give back in beautiful ways. Oh, he's going to want to go and do everything. So you better make sure you take your vitamins.
Your vitamins.
Yeah. Vitamins. Yes. Now Jim's got a card for you.
All right. Real quick, your healing angel card subject is destiny. Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform to an ever greater light.
Yeah.
So she got that going for her.
Yes, I agree with that. And, you know, you've spent so much time looking after him that eventually here you're going to be looking after you and how what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
And likely baby will come into the picture. So.
Yeah. All right.
Keep trying. Thank you.
That's right. Practice makes perfect.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's what it's all about, practicing.
And he won't mind.
Hell no.
No, he won't mind.
Well, so. Probably not going to do a lot of practicing convalescing, though, either.
He's like, not tonight. Oh, why not? You know, it's not going to happen.
Tell him you'll do all the work. Tell him he just has to lay there and sweat. You'll do all the work.
All righty.
All right, honey,
thank
get
you so
some
very much.
Sleep.
Indeed, you're, thank you.
Yeah.
You're going to get to a point you won't be able to sleep, so make sure you do. And remember, all is well, okay?
Thank you.
Arrivederci.
Hugs and love to you, darling.
Adios.
Thank
you. Bye. Okay, honey, bye-bye. What are you asking?
That's from a movie.
What?
Adios.
They said adios?
Yeah. I want to say it was Brad Pitt. But anyway, let's do this. Yeah.
What, like the tombstone? It was something.
He was never in
tombstone. No, it was called some train.
I think I had
the 1013 out of tombstone or something like
Brad
that.
I never saw him in any westerns.
Oh, yeah. He was also in that one, A River Runs Through It, I think it was.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah.
And that was, if I never saw it, then I know it's not a quote from that. Anyway, international shout out to Suzanne and Scotland.
Yes, Suzanne.
They make scotch, which is the nectar of the god. It was funny. Remember, we saw the movie last night, American Fiction.
Yeah.
And I liked how he was trying to tell this guy about selling books, like, you know, not the great, the really great books don't necessarily sell because people want to get drunk. And so they're going to buy, like he was comparing to Johnny Walker, which is this Scott, the red, black, the blue.
And the blue, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got the red, you got your black, and you got the blue. The blue, I mean, you could tell the difference. I have that Park Lane Tavern has Scotch flights. You can get a flight of different Scotches. And I've gotten the Johnny Walker Scotch. I mean, put them on there, and each one, you can tell the difference. It's not bullshit.
And the
they
blue though, it's like $160 a bottle.
I don't know where you get it, more than yeah. Yeah, the blue is 100 some bucks. It's gonna push you over 100, but you know it when you drink.
All right, Terry Sue, you get some rest.
Yep, nighty night. And but it was funny what they said was, you know, everybody loves the blue. The blue is the best of the best of the best. Your average person doesn't want to spend that kind of money, so they're gonna go after the red.
The middle.
So he was trying to tell the guy selling
the one
books.
In the middle.
He spent all this time putting all these deep thought books, and then he put out that ghetto trash book on that American Fiction movie. He's letting them know this is what people want. He goes, you got to give them what they want.
You know, it's a really.
That's why Johnny Walker, the distillery, makes all three different ones because he's got to give everybody a little bit for everybody. Somebody who'll do want the blue, but the majority is going to want the red, so make sure you make lots of red.
I can see why that movie is a contender for an Academy Award.
It was entertaining.
And the guy who plays the main character, well, we kind of know him.
Well,
sort
we don't
of.
Know him. We
know his cousin.
He's my boss's cousin.
And he's up for Best Actor, and he's really good.
Yeah.
And the book was supposed to be called, you've probably seen the trailers.
No, I don't think you should tell them.
Don't tell them?
I don't think you should tell them.
But they may not go unless they're, you know.
I don't think it's not in the theaters anymore, because if you tell them, that's a pretty funny part. It's a very funny part that you will spoil. It'll be spoiler alert. Let's get to the phones, because the clock's ticking.
Let's go to the phone.
Loaded. We're going to go to area code 703, Northern Virginia, our own Commonwealth of Virginia, Northern Virginia 703. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Well, of course it is.
It's been a while.
Yeah. How are you doing, hon?
Oh, I have a dilemma.
Okay.
Well,
what we're here for.
So I had an interview on Monday, which went really well. I had another interview today, which went really well. I have another one tomorrow. So I got an offer today from the job interview on Monday. However, they want to offer me $15 an hour. And I was like, are you kidding me?
In Northern Virginia?
$15 an hour?
That's insane.
That's what I said.
Anywhere, that's not much. But in Northern Virginia, that's you could beg and make money on the street.
That's got to be entry level or something
it's
like that.
It's
got to
be like almost an insult to me.
So she asked me originally how much money I was looking for, and I told her what I was making at my other job. So she came back with more money, but it's only 50 cents more per hour than what I'm making currently. So, and the job today is in McLean. I'm not really sure I want to go to McLean, and tomorrow is in Tyson's, but they would pay well. And it's a former co-worker's job. Anyway, so I took the job, but I think I'm not going to take it. Do you think that's a good decision? And do you think that maybe the one for tomorrow will be an offer for that one? Or whatever you pick up.
Well, I have a question while she's doing cards. Okay, so you... I guess, unofficially accepted the job. When would it actually start, or haven't you even got to a start date yet?
I was supposed to start Monday. I told her I'd take the job, I start Monday. Then I realized it's only 50 cents more an hour, and then she gave me the benefits. The benefits really weren't, they're not any really better than what I'm getting now. So why would I really want to leave for an extra 50 cents if I'm going to really get the same stuff?
Yeah, 50 cents an hour nowadays is nothing.
Do you think she should try and negotiate?
No. I think it's a sign.
Yeah, not
and plus, I mean, she's got it. Obviously, like, she wants to know if she has an interview tomorrow, right? That's what we're talking about.
I had one today, and I think I could get the job, but it's in McLean. I really don't want to go to McLean. It's a long drive from Ashburn. So, but the one tomorrow is in Tyson's, but
do not
pay really, really well.
Don't keep that job. Decline. Decline.
She can wait till tomorrow.
It's not good in the cards.
She's not going to tell them tonight. Anyway,
no.
The job offer that I was offered?
Yeah.
The one you accepted.
It doesn't look good in the cards for you.
Okay.
So I would say don't do it. Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you see for her?
Now, what about one for today?
And today was the one where?
It's in McLean.
And you don't really want to drive.
No,
there, right?
Because whatever you might make that is more profit, you're going to burn up in gas.
Yeah. And then you got another.
What about the one for tomorrow?
Yeah,
you think that looks good?
I think that looks very good for you.
Ah.
Yeah, and that's in Tyson's. And I think it'll be an easier all the way around situation for you.
Is that in the morning?
It's 8 to 4:30 in Tyson's, which, you know, is still not the best, but it's way better than going to McLean, and they will pay, almost double what I'm making, or a lot more.
What is the interview for that one? Have you already had it?
Tomorrow. A Zoom interview tomorrow.
And so during lunch or something like that, so you can sit down and do it?
At 1 o'clock.
All right, cool. Cool. All right. Well.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a hot ticket for you.
Never had the pleasure of a Zoom interview. I've had my current job for so long, there was no Zoom, you know. But, yeah, that sounds really cool that they have it nowadays.
Yeah, they do them on Zoom.
Yeah.
All right, real quick.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you. I know you've been holding for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. Here is your angel card reading. It's a healing angel card reading. Oh, here's another one from our angel. These aren't Archangel Uriah. Hey, great. spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. This is Archangel speaking, of course, not me. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind. Heart and mind will unite in harmonious balance. There's all sorts of shit going on. I guess it's going to affect you in a good way. Let me sum it up in a layman Andrew Dice Clay term.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
I'll let
well,
you head out tomorrow
to
the Vigos. Thank you.
Go in there. I mean, go on Zoom and really knock them dead. You can do it.
Yes. I'm actually reading up on the company now, so I will be prepared.
Great. Great. All right. Take care and let us know how things
okay.
go.
Okay. I will.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it has been a while. I'm not sure if I've seen a number pop up around this in any of the past shows.
It's been a while.
Well, sometimes numbers pop up, we don't get to them. They don't
yeah.
come in early.
I haven't seen that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I'm trying to remember if I have. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe she's been a busy girl.
It's alternate. Okay.
Yes.
Who's coming on?
I forgot to verbally announce it. Facebook
yeah.
Messenger, Deborah Lee. Now, I typed it in the room, but in case somebody's listening and not looking, we'll take the first messenger call to Deborah Lee.
Deborah Lee.
We can't wait too long because we got a million callers that we could go to. So please, you messenger folks, jump on that horse.
But you're going to say something else.
Is there ever 5 minutes a day you go without thinking about porn type stuff?
That it wasn't porn.
Thinking about porn, sex, whatever. Thinking about that. Is there 5 minutes in one day where you cannot do where you can do that? No, I'll answer. Hell no. All right, here you go.
Oh, there she is. Hey, girl.
Oh, hey, hey.
Look at you.
It's me.
Boy, is she bundled up,
there
too.
There she is.
Yeah.
It's not even that cold.
No.
I'm just cold. I lost all my fat, so now I'm not insulated.
Ah,
but that's
a
good thing.
That's
correct.
That's why back in the old days, a lot of the old folks in those Northern European and other countries they kept that chubbiness on because it helped.
We suffer for beauty. We do.
I guess. I need her suffering, so I had to get rid of it. So,
that's a big issue.
It's very hard on the joints in the back. Wait, it's very hard
on
the joints in the back. Yep.
All right. So what's happening? Yeah.
So life is going pretty good.
All right.
And I think me and Ed are doing really, really well. I think we're coming on 8 months now.
Mm.
So that's good. And me and my friend John, we made up like you said he would.
Yeah.
And he did. We went to lunch today and everything's cool. But my sister, Lord have mercy, please help me.
What's up with her?
Well, yeah.
She is being a meddlesome Cindy.
Oh, okay. With your relationship
with
everything.
She is
just being a vicious, conniving snake.
Ah, that's not...
Like, she just can't stop getting up in people's business. There's a really good song that my boyfriend made me listen to called Mind Your Own Biscuits and Life Will Be Gravy, right?
I love it.
It's a song and it's great because everybody freaking listen to it and mind your own goddamn biscuits, okay? Stay out of people's business. Stop being a dick, right?
Well,
so my sister has done some pretty not so nice things and I'm getting tired of it, but I need to know what's behind it other than the fact that she just doesn't want to see anybody happy and she's a miserable cow sometimes.
Well, that could be the actual core of it all.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're going to confirm I love my sister, but you got to stop meddling. She was the reason why John stopped talking to me. And we had our fight. And, you know, she blew up at my mom's birthday lunch.
That's right.
At my boyfriend over stupid. Right? And we were able to salvage it, but... Acting like a spoiled 2-year-old and throwing a temper tantrum is not okay as an adult.
She wants your life. She wants to be you. Has she always been that way, even when you were younger, way younger?
No, I think this one is when I got older and, you know, she's married to a man that she loves, but she's not in love with.
No, and that's, and she's also, excuse me, sexually deprived. Right.
Well,
here. Yeah.
Those two are not a good combo.
It doesn't mean it's the guy's fault, though.
No, but think I put it,
no,
sex into everything.
She's not attracted to him.
Right.
No.
But the only reason she's with him is because he pays her bills and he's got money.
Sometimes it's nobody's fault. They just aren't on the same wavelength.
She wants a
you
lover
know?
On the side. And that
well,
was...
Well, she's a flight attendant. She can get plenty of those.
She could.
She could keep a bunch of them in her drawer of her freaking dresser.
But I, you know, I don't, I personally don't think that the sex thing is the main issue, but I think the jealousy in her wanting
yeah.
my life because...
Yeah.
As I got older and moved out and lived on my own, she was jealous of that and my freedom. But then now she's also jealous that I have a good man in my life.
Yeah.
And we have a good sex life.
Well, also, you are going to make her even more jealous because your wedding is in the cards. He's
it
in the cards. It is. Jim, what is this? What is that?
That is an ace of diamonds. And you could actually show it to her. You don't have to just act like it's right
yeah.
for idiots, okay?
It's right here. And he's right here. And it looks like you would either go on a nice honeymoon somewhere or
right.
consider relocation, which I know is ultimately your dream.
She would be sad to leave Illinois.
Well,
her heart would
we
be
can't
broken.
Leave can't Illinois leave. For 10 more years because
I
of
am.
The kid.
So then I bet
the relocation thing I don't think is going to happen unless we buy a bigger piece of property.
It could be, it's not tiny.
And I don't see that because I know finances around here, and with him and that property that we're on, that he's on is perfect for me. I see myself staying there. I personally will relocate to the house. I think that's
well. That would be the relocation you see then, right?
No,
that
is no.
Oh,
what I see is you may go on a honeymoon. To a place where you're going to say, someday this, we're going to live here.
Yeah,
I can believe that.
Yeah.
The someday
I can
thing.
Believe that.
Roger that.
I'm glad you try, though, Jim.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like she thought so, too, that it's the relocation you saw.
No,
her.
This is a great, well, it's like wherever
a
you.
A branch of a honeymoon. Okay, I didn't let you fully finish what you were saying. I'm
it's
sorry.
A big,
but,
relocation.
Just,
so, yeah, because. But how am I, is she going to get over this and stop being mean, or is she just going to keep getting meaner?
I think she's just going to keep getting meaner. She needs some mental health care.
You might have to jack her up.
She does. And how old is she?
52.
You might have to lay some smack down.
Is she premenopausal, maybe?
53. Yeah, well, she's on hormones and stuff. Like, it's not like she's not getting some
yeah.
help. But I don't understand if she hides behind her, I'm a Christian bullshit. I told John, who goes to her church with her, I said, go to the pastor and say, you know, maybe you need to do a talk about gossiping and how it's not a Christian value.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
Everybody who's listening to this can learn something. Mind your own damn business, people. Keep your nose out of people's business and life will be a lot simpler.
Yeah,
well,
most people do.
And my boyfriend asked me, he's like, why don't you have any, like, a lot of friends in Illinois? And I said, because I'm just tired of drama. And I know that when you get a bunch of women together, especially horse women together, there's nothing but drama. And I don't want drama. I like my quiet little life. I'm content. I want to be in my own little world. I don't need to invite that shit because no matter how hard you try, you're always going to run into it. It doesn't matter if it's horses, cats, dogs. I don't care.
You
get a bunch of bitches together, they all turn into a bunch of bitches.
You know, when she said horse women, I thought it was like we were watching like Lord of the Rings and it's this new species of women that are horses too. Well, the horse woman gather! Watch out!
That would be a centaur, but okay,
yeah. It would be like a, it would be a centaur. Most of the centaurs I've seen have all been guys.
How many have you seen?
Depictions of in the legends. I've never seen a centaur with tits.
Well, there are female because how did they make us male? Okay.
Well, you know how
people
those legends are. Yeah, you know the legend things are not real.
Here's what it is. I think her meds should be checked. And I didn't know this till my sister told me. She can go to her pharmacist and ask for a, what did she tell me? It was a pharmacy. of all the
stuff. Yeah, check all your meds and make sure you're on the right. Absolutely. But
yeah.
I don't think she's taking them. But I just think it comes down to boiling. I think it boils down to just she wants my life, but she doesn't want me to be happy.
Well, I'm not so sure about not want. She just wants to be happy, too. But she's got to make changes. If she can't stand her husband touching her, and what's it like for
she
him?
She doesn't care, though, because she's got him with.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know. She's there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Wait now.
Here's
yeah.
your angel card subject. They don't all have archangels, but tonight they seem to. Archangel Gabriel, however you want to say it.
Gabriel, yeah, whatever.
Gabriel's cool, but Gabriel sounds awesome. He says, you will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly without fear. So some kind of
that's what Ed told me to do to my sister. Just, you know, put it back out and go, you know, I really wish you could experience the peace I have.
Yeah.
Not caring. And gossiping.
We're on next.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome, guys. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
When she's got
take care. She is. And they were
what they're given because I'm working for
she them. Drives truck and stuff, you know?
I remember when she was just getting ready to go. Well, she was training for that job. Remember that? Way back she called. She was training for that job.
That's right.
Yeah, that was many moons ago.
Oh, God. Daryl wasn't even sick. When we first met her.
Well, even when he was passed.
I met her at a metaphysical expo.
I never physically met her. She was already moved by then.
Oh.
But when she was training for that job, she was already in Illinois or where, Wisconsin or something. She was already not in Virginia. So. All right.
Some women love these FedEx and, you know, what other kind of.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, if I was
not what you are,
points of my life, I would have taken something like that. And I like driving. I like driving shit around. Always have. Always. If anybody asks me, would you rather fly or drive? I like drive.
He would.
I like drive. I just like driving. I like driving. It's fun. I like long drive road trips. I like it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I do. That's my thing. All right. Let's go on to the next caller. Alternate Wednesday. We're going back to the phone lines. We're going to area code 520. Oh,
Lisa.
How are you? How are you guys?
I'm doing well. How about you? Yeah, how about you?
Oh, it's, you know, just like your life and everybody else, just running, trying to get stuff done.
Sure.
But I'm happy to talk to you. Let's see. Last night, I went to, I went out. One of my dance places, and my I have a group of friends that are mixed group in the way of some are gay, some are strictly whatever, like me.
Yeah,
strictly.
So these two gays. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, please.
No, I am interrupting you.
You got
no,
the floor.
So, my girlfriend couldn't show up, so I was flying solo, and I went to my two gay buddies, my new gay buddies. Oh, they're so cute! God, one is just—he's not stunning, but he's cute. He is cute.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we.
Yeah.
They don't dance. But it was so cool to sit with them and have a lot of laughs, and I was dancing and then come back to them, and it was just a lot of fun. The whole
I got to tell
fun.
You, Lisa,
huh?
in my opinion, gay male friends are refreshing because they're not trying to get in your pants.
This is how bad it was with them, and I know they like me. But when they arrived, I said, group hug. And I was so excited. They waved me down in the middle of the street. And I was so excited to see them. And so I was group hugging them. And the tall, stunning one said, that's enough.
And I was telling my girlfriend later, I said, was he getting that feeling like Mae West would say, are you happy to see me? Or
is that a banana in your pocket?
Or is that a flashlight in your pocket?
Yeah. But we just had a lot of laughs, and I was dancing, and it was so cool. It was so cool. So they would be the dudes that I would drag around if I needed to feel some sense of connectedness to, you know, safety or whatever. And the women there were so much fun. We were all having a great time. And let's see, when was it? It was yesterday morning. I had it out with my neighbor. He didn't say anything. He sounded like a baby when I was talking to him. He said, that's why I have this. Because I was talking, we came home the night before from the dinner.
Oh, wait. Yes, we didn't do a show last night, so we need a debrief on the dinner.
That's true.
Excellent. Everybody was getting along. Everyone, you know, the guy in question, my neighbor that was there, was behaving. And then I was just, you know, we were having a very, as you saw, Deb, in the cars, a pleasant time. And then we went out to the parking lot, and one girlfriend was going to her own car. Me, the neighbor, and my other girlfriend rode in his car. And my girlfriend, who he's been wanting to meet her, and because he knows that I started hanging out with her big time, and she's the one that turns me on to everything, you know, all the events, everything. She knows what's going on. And he had been telling me, he said, let's have dinner together. It'll be laughs. He's, you know, I want to go dancing with you. And I said, no. This is my life. Get your own life. Make your own fun. I was watching you go have fun. And I was rotting in the place here. So I've now created my life. Leave it alone. Anywho, so we're driving in the car. And, before we got into the car, I was saying goodbye to my friend who was driving herself. And I could see from the side eye that my neighbor was whispering into my girlfriend's ear. And so she jumped back after he was whispering for a few seconds. And she started talking about something totally irrelevant. She says, oh, look at that, you know, like trying to divert his attention. So we're in the car, and he's taking his sweet time and driving us to her location. She's around the corner from me. As soon as she gets out, you know, it's all pleasant. And he kept acting like he was the host. He said, thank you for coming. And then as we're driving, he's asking her, she's in the back, and he's looking in the rearview mirror. He says, so dancing is on such and such a day, and I'm signaling to her, don't say anything. And then he saw me signaling, and his face looked horrible. And then I said, okay, dancing is on such and such a day. You know, I was outed. So then we dropped her off, and right away he said, well, what's wrong? And I started, you know, I said, you leave my world alone, my world of entertainment. I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. I say the same thing to him. You can't tell me where I can go. I said, no, get your own fun. So then the next morning I had thought about certain things, like he whispering in her ear. So then I had a moment with him in the morning, and I was talking to him, and I said to him, I don't want you being friends with any of my girlfriends. You just don't, you don't follow what I've asked you to follow, and you're not appropriate. And I said, well, why were you whispering in her ear? And he said, I was telling her a joke. And I said, go get your own.
Yeah, if you can't tell the joke to the group.
That's so lame.
And that is such BS. He's right.
That's
I don't
so
believe that.
Okay,
so,
come on. Sounds like a seven-year-old trying to make up a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back.
Yeah, I told him, you stick to your world, and I'll stick to my world. And I acted out some stuff for him, what he was doing, and he was laughing. It was really grotesque how I was, you know, I grabbed my crotch and I said, you say that's higher? I don't have nothing hair between my legs. Yeah, you know, I was acting out what I said he tries to impress on women. And I said, I want you to stay out of my life. The entertainment side of things, you stay out.
you stay in your own world when it comes to the entertainment stuff. Just leave it alone. Leave my girlfriends alone. And then I would talk to him. Then I went out last night and had a great time. And I think he was here most of the time. So I don't know, Deb, what's going on with the cards?
She wants a State of the Union.
Okay. We can do that.
And those are good readings, I think. All the time.
All I meant was, you know, if we go on a trip together, that's okay. If we hang out here in the place together, that's okay. But I'm not mixing anymore. I told him yesterday morning, I said, you messed up my friendship with Tammy. And I'm not going to do this again with all the other ladies that I have in my life. I'm not going to do that. And you don't know how to behave, and you don't want to behave. Anyway.
Well, was it like he was flirting? Did you get that impression?
He was wanting to know where the dances were. He was asking the time. He's going around trying to find out from Flaccid Sultan where
he was pumping the chick for info. He might have not been directly doing. He might have been saying, "Hey, we should exchange numbers or social for the purpose of keep an eye out on her." But anyway, go ahead. That's what I think. But at least
I was telling my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not done talking
okay.
Miss Deborah.
Sorry.
You guys have nailed it. You've nailed it. It's right here. Bada bing. I was going to say, he secretly wants intel on you from her.
What?
He wants without her knowing it, I bet. Probably like, you know, we should...
We should talk sometime. Yeah.
We
he didn't tell her no damn joke. How did she act? Did she back away?
She said that.
Yeah.
She said that. She kind of changed the subject and talked about something irrelevant.
Yeah. She started talking about something else. And, you know, when we were driving and I said something about having tea because I'm planning not to have, you know, a Royal England with the pinky up in the air kind of tea. I'm going to yard sales and getting mismatched teacups. I just want to invite the girls over for tea and nothing fancy, you know, just have, and, you know, it'll be Lipton tea. I mean, nothing fancy. I just want to do this. Something in my head is in that direction. So I mentioned it last night when we were in the car, the three of us, something. I don't know what brought it up. And then my girlfriend said, well, we'll have it out at my ranch. And so my neighbor says, oh, that'll be nice. Oh, yeah.
Like he's inviting himself.
Yes. And
inviting
he's telling
himself. Her. Yeah, that'll be nice because your ass won't be there. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Tell me all about it after it's over, dude.
Is he like the token male at these things? He's the only
The only reason I invited him and I explained it to him, there is one woman there that helped. I paid for her dinner and I have a soft spot for her. And she helped me with my significant other of many years. She helped me. I called on her to help me toward the end. And she did. She was my comfort. She was my everything in helping me and my significant other.
Yeah.
So and he knows somebody that used to live in the area from his neck of the woods where he's from, you know, back east. And that person, that guy used to live here and knows my girlfriend. So I thought it would be nice to bring the two of them together. It was a nice gesture on my part.
Yeah.
And
he needs to develop his own interests.
Go ahead.
He has a ton of interest. It's just he's been asking me. He's been making – you've turned into a social butterfly. He said, I'd like for you and your girlfriend and me to have dinner together. It'd be laughs. He's been asking over and over and over and over and over again, and I've said – the reason I created it, and I say the same thing, it's like a mantra. You know, I just keep telling him over and over again, I need to have my place somewhere else, away from you. I said, we have issues between us. We're both very jealous of each other. I said, I want to get away from that. I just want to relax and have my own little world where I can have fun. And I see you create your own. He has a lot of interest. He has a lot of interest. And I don't, it doesn't fly with me what he did with the Tammy girlfriend that started out as my girlfriend and now it's a big mess.
Well, yes, he's trying to recruit her as a confidant.
Oh, the friend that he whispered
yeah.
to. Yeah, he was trying to set.
But he has
like
no, he's got no coot. You don't do this in front of the, in front of you.
But I thought he's being slick, obviously.
He should wait.
Whispering in the ear.
He should wait till you use the restroom, something like that. And,
or how about he not do it, period?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would be peeved and pissed myself.
That would be awesome. You know, I used to love, I had girlfriends like that, and we all had our own things we did to each other.
Yeah.
That was like the best of the best of the best world.
Yeah.
You know, you have your time together, and you have your time apart, and you don't worry about what the other person's doing because you trust each other. It's great. Really great.
Well,
you see, this is not the case.
You'll pay, you guys will patch it up again. He's going to promise you.
What a shock.
He won't do that, but he really wants to be part of all this, and I really think he's got a private agenda as to why, to keep an eye on.
I don't understand why. And then I told him, I started the talk yesterday morning. He was very happy. He was in a really good mood because of the night before, and I said, well, when we end this talk, I don't know if you'll be smiling, and he wasn't. But I said, you know, you never invite me anymore to the Flaccid Sultan's parties. I said, how come? So he doesn't invite me there, but he wants to be in on my fun
yep.
and entertainment.
He wants to, yeah, and the thing is what I've always seen is he wants to ensure that another man doesn't get you. And yet he's not giving you a full relationship.
Right. That's called control.
And it is. And the thing is he's acting like he is your bedmate, your, you know, life mate.
He's trying to put on a little mask and pretend, hey, I'm going to talk. I am going to be a 50-50 part with you, but he doesn't want 50-50. He wants to be the control person. But
yeah.
Pretend, oh, I'll come with you so we can be partners in 50-50. Now, he wants 50-50.
He just wants to make sure.
Doesn't trust.
That
there's no trust.
There's no hanky-panky on these visits. And
no
yet,
trust.
Or nights out. And the thing is, you're entitled to that. You don't belong to anybody.
And you're not hanky-panky.
You know what? You know what, Deb? You know what, Deb? It was so safe last night with those wonderful two dudes. I hate to keep calling them gay. They're so cute. I love them. And because I could do my thing on the floor, I could do it with other men, but I kept sitting with those dudes. And you know, and I just loved it. I felt protected, especially since you're kissing. Now, I would not want my neighbor to see me. And he has said that. He has said, you just don't want me to see you shaking it down. That's a New York term, I guess.
You're right. I don't.
And you know, it's true. Because I behave like I'm single.
Just be honest with you. Hey, I go out there. When you dance, dancing is very
sexual
and showing bodies.
Yeah.
So you're right. I don't want you to see it. But I'm not doing anything. So you got to trust me. If you don't trust me, go away.
But does
I
he have a right to ask that of her? He's not exclusive with Lisa.
And I was with those dudes, and I started acting like I was stripping. I was taking my what do you call that sleeveless windbreaker off, and I was on the dance floor and acting like I was stripping with those guys on the band. It was so interesting.
When you were drinking, you had to be a hoot.
Like the old stripper.
A hoot,
I
yeah.
used to dance on the table.
Oh, my Lord.
I used to dance on the fucking table.
I've never done that.
That's the bar chain, you know, there's bar, the chain, the international chain that's called bar, whatever city it's in, they dance on the bar.
That's kind of a liability.
We had one here, Bar Norfolk.
Yeah. Get drunk.
I can't even think. I would never think to do it like that.
Oh, it was fun.
I'm like, wow, how did I manage?
There was lines to get into that place on a Friday night and Saturday night to get into that bar. And those chicks from the audience, they loved getting up on that bar. I'd be holding my drink. I'd look around. I'd look, all of a sudden I'd put my head up. I got an ankle on each side of my drink, and there's a chick up there dancing.
In a dress?
And I can see whether she's going commando.
Could you see London, and could you
see
France?
I can see whatever it's on, whether it's commando or thongs or granny panties. It was all right there.
Were any of them going, what do they call it, Apache, or what do they call it?
Commando.
Oh, commando. Were there some?
I would look up and be like, hey, how you doing? You know? But I mean, I said that though, I was talking to the crotch. But, you know,
oh, boy. Okay.
That's different.
It's a steep angle when you look up, so it's not much.
You know, there's an old joke my mother, who got... Bless her. She was a little, well, no, maybe she was a little racy. There was an old joke she would tell us when we were all adults, and she said the punchline was speak into the microphone. So when Jimbo is talking about, you know, what he was describing, I think of that joke my mother would tell.
Yes.
Speak into the microphone.
She cracked herself up. That's
I like
awesome.
That.
I know.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Barnacle.
Yes.
Gotta like hot, especially when like a big group of ships left and all these wives.
Navy widows would be down there.
We call them the deployed wives would go out on that first or second night of the first.
I went out there with you one night and those women were all hanging on you.
It's just awesome.
Oh my God.
It's like they got released from prison. They want to bang the first person they see. It's awesome.
Ah, Jimbo, were you in the Hall of Fame?
Well, they actually
banged the most.
You know what? There's a lot of chicks and there's a lot of guys, so it wasn't. Yeah, I was one of many guys doing the same thing.
I'm not saying a word. I saw it happen. It was for real.
Deployed wives.
You
call them deployed wives, so they're temporarily not married temporarily.
That's right.
Some of them don't move the ring. Some of them will move the ring to another finger or stick it in a lockbox.
They drive their men to the pier and wave goodbye, and what they have is a duffel bag in the trunk that has their miniskirt and their high-heeled pumps in it.
Otherwise known as fuck me pumps.
Yes, and I used to run with these girls, and they would find alternate men. And there's a thing in the military called the I Love Me wall. They would stick all that in a closet. It's their man. Oh, they'd leave it there?
If them and the guy know that this is just a temporary fling, then they don't have that shit. You know, after my shout out to Joanne in Canada. All right, Deb, we should wrap.
Oh, yes, guys.
Summarize for Lisa real quick.
Okay, Lisa, you're going
to,
you guys will make up again. And it'll be the same cycle that you guys go through. But hold your ground. You owe him nothing in the way of celibacy or, you know.
Your boundaries are limitless.
I feel sad for him, you know, when he's holed up in his place and I'm out there partying and then I come home. And then he'll say to me, he says, why can't I have dinner with you and your girlfriend? It'll be laughs. We'll have laughs. It's almost like he's pleading. And I know he goes out to classes.
I would not like that if with a hetero guy. I would right away think, sure, you want to get her at the table so the two of you can work on a hookup. I would be the one to introduce that, saying, hey, how about if you come out with Lisa and me? And we'll go, you know, have a drink, have dinner, play mini golf or whatever it would be. And it would be my choice. It would be very irregular for a straight guy to want your girlfriend along. I don't know.
Look, he just wants to keep tabs on her. That's all. That's all. It's the big picture. He don't trust her.
He wants to cut off your action.
He wants you to have your part of your life, but he wants to keep part of his
because
life.
She's going to find somebody.
I can't behave like myself when I'm out with him. I'm very tame. I'm very different. And I tell my girlfriend I'm going to give you a bad reputation because every time you walk with a guy or whatever, I'm hitting on him. And she says, you're not giving me a bad reputation. She says, you're going to get your reputation for yourself.
You can play grab ass. You've got nobody at home waiting for you that you have to answer to.
All right, real quick, Lisa, here is the subject of a human angel card, is diversity. The world would be a boring place if we were all in this, if we were all the same. Celebrate your uniqueness. You are special and much loved. So you should be who you are.
Damn straight.
Don't try to change for somebody else. Be the unique person you are. That is the angel card.
Just be careful. Don't get your ass raped.
Well,
all right?
Yeah, and I don't feel like that's a good message.
Yeah, don't let anybody, any guy in a bar walk you to your car.
Yep.
You know, they're not all that chivalrous, right?
Advice, don't die tonight. Hey, everybody, don't die tonight. That's my advice to you. Do not die.
To who?
To anybody. It's like you're telling me, hey, make sure you don't die.
Okay. I'm just saying. I've been in some difficult situations.
I'm just saying that.
And I was date raped.
I'm pretty sure that.
So.
No.
Oh, that's how I lost my virginity. Long time ago.
Oh, my God, Deb. I'm so sorry.
Well, I was stupid. He said, why don't we just lay naked together and cuddle? Yeah, right. Okay. Took me years to get over that, by the way.
Oh, Deb.
Because back then, women were the culprits. What did you wear that night? Why did you take clothes off?
I remember that. I remember my dad, who was in the military, talking about that because there was a newspaper that was strictly for military, know the name of it, Stars and Stripes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, or I don't know, it was maybe called something else, but he was talking about a story. He was talking about a story, and it favored the man. Even though the man was chasing after the country we were in, the woman, and the man had his zipper down, and my dad was favoring the man, like, oh, she was in the wrong.
It's how it goes. It's like on Seinfeld, when Elaine went on that date, and in the car, he took it out. And she was telling Jerry and the others that took it out? She goes, yes, he took it out. And they were, and, you know, some men are just plain nuts. So, just, I have a feeling you've got a good sense that if some guy is drinking too much or something and you don't want to be alone with him, don't, you know.
No, and I'm not. I'm careful. Yeah. I mean, especially since you bring this up, there was a guy that came and stooped down on the floor to talk to me. I was with my two dudes, and he was giving me money.
Why?
I don't know. I've never
and
heard
I
of
was
that.
Looking, I was looking at the two dudes, and so he's, you know, he wanted me to take the money up to pay the tip for the band. And I said, I didn't say anything. I just pointed my finger to the money and then I pointed it up to the band. In other words, you do it yourself. And then he was talking to us. But the problem was I couldn't hear him and I didn't want to get up close because, you know, I don't want to get virus or anything. And then my friend, you know, we were trying to analyze why he would even come over. He was drunk. It was okay. It's all right. No. But I'm aware.
He was probably trying to tell you to, here, go up there and here, pick a song out and we'll go dance or something. Tell the band to play this song and we'll go dance. Probably something like that, especially being drunk as a dumbass. But, that's probably what it was. But
probably.
It doesn't work out that good.
But I like those two dudes. They're very tough.
Well, I see them in your cards. They're harmless. They're not after what, you know, your... What you got. They're not after that.
No. They're into each other.
Yeah, and if you got some kind of uncomfortable situation, you can always gravitate toward them for shelter.
Yeah.
And we like each other. You know, we're making, they asked me when they saw me, they said, where were you the other night? Because I had doctor's appointments or something. And I told them, you know, so we all go out together. And I was leaving. I had to leave. And they said, where are you getting off to? And I told them, I said, we should all do this as a group. I was telling him what situation, what event I was going to. So I like him. It's the start of a new friendship. I really, really like him.
And they're safe.
And with your girlfriends, there have been times I have literally romantically kissed a girl I was with to get the guy to leave me alone. I'd say I'm with her. And some of them would say, oh, prove it. And I'd say, Mary, I'm coming in. Or what was the redhead's name? I forget her name. Cheryl. Oh, yeah, I've kissed him. Kissed him. Laid a lip lock on him because I wanted those guys to go away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, got us. Well, another scammer. All right, well, Lisa, honey, I think everything's going to work out. I really do. But you're smart to stay your ground. And tell him that you don't want him to mix with your friends because it's a girl's thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But if he can't,
yeah.
Oh, you got to move on. You can't respect it. Can't lie.
Oh. Well, he thinks there are men involved too, and there are. I mean, but you know, there a lot of them are.
Well,
yeah.
And you could always embellish a little and pick one of these women and just say to him, "You make them uncomfortable," like Joni told me or whoever. Yeah, they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because we're just supposed to be, you know, it's a hen party. Hen party. All right, we have to go, hon. I'm sorry. Tell them, no cock-a-doodle-doo at a hen party. No cock-a-doodle-doo.
The hen party's dancing at the club. I love it.
All right, well, you take care.
All right, we love you.
I love you guys.
All right, we have to take a bite of blog talk. Talk to you soon. We'll be here Friday. Friday, for sure. Go take it. Coming up on Rebel Card Night.